Well, this week, Hungary's parliament passed a law banning the, quote, promotion of homosexuality to minors. Critics have said this is a crackdown on LGBTQI rights. The law is the latest in a series of measures by Prime Minister Viktor Orban's government, which claims it wants to protect children. So can the EU do anything about these actions by prominent member states? I'm joined from Brussels by Maria Walsh. She's a Fine Gael MEP and she's a member of the LGBTQI intergroup in the parliament. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon and thanks very much for having me on, Carol.
I suppose, Maria Walsh, the moves by Hungary are really no surprise, given that the governments are socially conservative and many of the voters in Hungary are socially conservative, as they are in Poland. What's your reaction and the reaction among MEPs to what's happened here?
Yeah, absolutely. And to your point, no surprise. We've seen a number of soft changes, particularly over the COVID pandemic, in change of law in both Hungary and Poland, taking this very Russian view of what equality looks like, you know, and it just goes to show the fact that countries that are really showing space and growth in the political profitability of being anti-LGBTQI or anti-equality rights overall. From the European Parliament side, as you mentioned, I'm a vice chair of the LGBT intergroup. We are certainly working very hard at making sure in the plenary next week we'll have a resolution on the floor and hear from the Commission directly on what their action points will be. And overall, you know, it's not just about the left versus the right. Centre politics has a good, an important role to play here. And here in my own group in the EPP, which is where Fine Gael sit, we're working very hard at making sure we're calling out the issues that we're seeing and making sure, again, that this resolution that will hopefully come to the floor next week in plenary will be of one of action versus just casual watching what happens next.
Commission President van der Leyen has said the Commission will look into what action it can take, but the Commission hasn't really shown any teeth up to now. What does it need to do?
Well, in fairness to the Commission, in particular, our President of the Commission in the appointment of the first Equality Commissioner, Halina Dalli, we've seen a 5-year EU strategy on LGBTQI rights. Ursula van der Leyen herself being very quick to call out and make sure that as an EU citizen, your rights should travel with you. So we're seeing great political standing there. But to your point, Carol, we're not seeing teeth. We've been flirting around this area about evoking Article 7 for a period of time. That needs to happen, and not just for Hungary and what we're seeing now, but also in Poland and other countries that are not adhering to the fundamental rights of our citizens and why the EU even began. There's also pressure needed to be on our council members, and I say that as an Irish representative, even to my own government, that the anti-discrimination directive has been held up in council since 2008 because there's no consensus. Now, that protects our genders, orientations, creeds and colours of our EU citizens. And the fact that's being held since 2008 is a clear sign that countries like Poland and Hungary are giving free rein. So that certainly needs to move through. In the treaty, there's no mention of expulsion other than the evoking of Article 7, which can remove voting rights for the likes of Hungary and Poland. And then pressure. We need to make sure you know, there's set to be Hungarian elections next year. We need to make sure our media are protected and in Hungary and elsewhere, making sure that they're not put into any disarray. Our LGBTQI community members are also protected. And then we got to remember, too, from a national standpoint, we have a lot of citizens, particularly our Erasmus Plus and our veterinary students that go to the likes of Budapest to study in our EU. And we need to make sure that as a country, we're standing firm and setting the right scene politically for community members and our citizens across the EU.
You've been tweeting recently about incidents in Waterford, including the burning of a pride flag and graffiti. Is there any danger that hardwood won gains could become eroded here too, given what's going on around the world?
Yeah, and I said it in 2016 when we seen President Trump elected, and again in his attempt to re-election with the insurrection in early January. We seen pockets across Europe too in this anti-LGBTQI, this highlighting marginalised discrimination that we're seeing. And it seems that the LGBTQI community is always at the brunt of this. And to your point, Waterford and these small pockets of hate that is being fired just goes to show you equality, why hard fought can be quickly lost. And okay. Over the pandemic, we see, you know, community groups just firing online discrimination and hate speech alive and well. And we need to make sure all of us are playing our part in terms of education, in terms of political awareness and calling out. And our media also plays a role in continuing to highlight what we're seeing.
Maria Walsh, MEP, thank you very much for joining us today.